my friend, please look upon the wall at that dusty wooden frame. As I tell you of an accident and some long departed names, of a tragedy I can't forget and I know I never will. The day there was a fire at the old diploma mill, at the old diploma mill. The diploma mill was working fine on the day of the disaster. It was cranking out like it always did, those PhDs and masters. But they pushed it past its limit, and I said to my friend Bill, that's the smell of burning sheepskin at the old diploma mill, at the old diploma mill. The diploma mill's on fire, grab every hose you got. Must be a million degrees in there, and besides, it must be pretty hot. So man and woman, young and old, this is not a drill. We got ourselves a fire at the old diploma mill, at the old diploma mill. I saw my grandpa shed a tear as flames lit up the night. The mill gave him a law degree, not bad for a man who couldn't read or write. And his daddy had an MBA, despite his minimal skill. For generations we owed our jobs to the old diploma mill, to the old diploma mill. Well, they called out for a doctor, and the whole town raised its hands. From the guy who hands out bowling shoes to the bum on the corner, no one understands. We searched through all the rubble, and we didn't give up until we found every single uncashed check in the old diploma mill, in the old diploma mill. The diploma mill's on fire, the place is on the rocks. It was our heart and soul, not just an old post office box. A memorial is held each year, and we all come to assist, to read the names of the diploma mill staff, all of whom didn't really exist.
Dean Carnegie W. Smarthuman. Chancellor Wilfred B. Einstein Goodbrain. President of Admissions, Janice Kellogg, not a scam. Lacrosse coach, Eunice C. Last name here.
So friend, I hear you ask in my dentist chair, will it hurt? Well, yes it will. But nothing like the pain of those who were burned. By the old diploma mill, by the old diploma mill.